Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder by Vincent Bugliosi. With an introduction read by the author. Narrated by Mark Cashman.
Dedication to the thousands upon thousands of men, women, and children who have lost their precious lives in the senseless Iraq War, and to all the loved ones they left behind whose suffering will never end, with the hope that this audiobook will help bring those responsible to justice. Acknowledgements. What is recommended in this book is, as the title says, the prosecution of the President of the United States for murder. Although America is supposedly a free country, with freedom of speech and expression being our most cherished constitutional right, a considerable number of establishment people in this country, including many of the biggest and most powerful publishing houses in America, made it clear that even though they completely agreed with what I was saying in the book and recognized its potential in the marketplace, the book was something they did not want to have their name connected with. Two law professors, liberal at that, were afraid to even look at the book. In other words, the publishers' fears trumped money. Having cold feet, their essential position was that the book, as one publisher put it, was, quote, too hot to handle, unquote. I understand their position, and I don't criticize them for it, but that doesn't mean I'm impressed with them either. Why all the fear? It's because of what this nation has become in the last 20 years, particularly the last 8. A nation whose virulent and dangerous right wing, the most unpatriotic of all Americans, and about whom Barry Goldwater said late in his life, quote, don't associate my name with anything you do, you've done more damage to the Republican Party than the Democrats have, unquote, has transformed us into a country where many everyday Americans, for the first time ever, do not feel 100% comfortable and safe. And most humans yield to fear, even curry favor with those who cause it. When you have a very decent and honorable man like Mario Cuomo being sufficiently intimidated to say, quote, I respect Rush Limbaugh, unquote, an uncommonly loathsome individual. If I may be so presumptuous, Mario Cuomo does not respect Rush Limbaugh. I mean, how would that even be possible? That one example among countless others reflects the shadow of fear, no matter how small, that has now descended on a once great nation. Out of this miasma of fear emerged a man, Roger Cooper, the publisher of this book, who loved America enough and had enough courage to step up to the plate and say, in effect, no matter what, if America is ever to become the nation it once was, this story has to be told. I am deeply appreciative.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?